Hello, folks. This is the English program here. Hang on a minute. It's very warm here. We're broadcasting from Spain, and the summer is well and truly here, folks. Yes. So it's very warm here. So we're going to put the fan on. Hang on. There we go. The fan is on. And you may get a sort of a whirling sound in the background, but better that than listening to me fainting, isn't it, I suppose? So there we go. This is the English program. This is a free podcast now, which we're making available on the Audioboo, as well as Mevio, and iTunes, and a few other places. And this is, if you like, an example of the Sherlock Holmes series that we're doing. We love Sherlock Holmes here. No one is as big a fan of Sherlock Holmes as myself. I do have to confirm that. It's official. It's a fact. And we love Sherlock so much that we like to talk about him. And when we're not talking about him, we're reading about his exploits through the eyes of his good friend and comrade, Watson. So, at the moment, we are doing on the premium podcasts. You have to pay for those, of course. That's the whole point of it being called premium. £1 a month. It's a voluntary donation sort of thing. You don't have to pay if you don't want to. But if you want to, if you like to support these sort of broadcasts and things, £1 a month, from £1 a month, you can pay via PayPal, subscribe by going to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. Click on the little PayPal link thing, and then we will give you access to all of our programs, which we're making available only to those who support us financially, and that sort of thing, because we want to say thank you to all of those who, enjoy our programs, listen to our programs, download the programs, pass on the word, and, support us. And our little way of saying thank you is that if you do support us, £1 a month, we'll give you lots of podcasts that only our loyal supporters and fans can get access to. An example of the kind of thing you will have access to, you will have England and America. It's a nice little look at the history of British colonization in America. History of Elizabeth I, Abraham Lincoln, Little Women, Henry VIII and his court, Charles I, the Canterville Ghost, Charles Dickens, all kinds of things. Only available if you subscribe, okay? If not, you have to make do with these free ones. Which, of course, you know, we value everybody. We do. We love you all. So here we go with a little clip here of the sort of thing you'll get on our program. I think I'm going to sneeze. Not very professional, this, Pilar, but how do you stop a sneeze? Is there something you can do to cover your face or something? Okay, I think it's gone now. I touched my nose, and it went away. It's rather strange. A bit like this podcast, actually. Okay, so here we go. A clip now from Sherlock. At the moment, we're doing the Bruce Partington plans. So we'll take a little clip from episode 6. I'm just going to read this little bit here. Later today, we're doing the actual episode. This is just a little preview. See what you're missing. I may add that the papers were undoubtedly in the office during working hours on Monday, and that Sir James left for London about 3 o'clock, taking his key with him. He was at the house of Admiral Sinclair at Berkeley Square during the whole of the evening when this incident occurred. Has the fact been verified? Yes, his brother, Colonel Valentine Walter, has testified to his departure from Woolwich, and Admiral Sinclair to his arrival in London. So Sir James is no longer a direct factor in the problem. Who was the other man with a key? The senior clerk and draftsman, Mr. Sidney Johnson. He is a man of 40, married with 5 children, he is a silent, morose man, but he has, on the whole, an excellent record in the public service. He is unpopular with his colleagues, but a hard worker. According to his own account, corroborated only by the word of his wife, he was at home the whole of Monday evening after office hours. There you go, that's what you're missing if you don't subscribe to the English programme.